Man, I got chills.
Just thinking of Canada.
Just thinking about that ski down that mountain. Man, it was so cold. I've never been that cold. We slept in a tent the night before, and the guy I was skiing with spilled some hot water that we were trying to make tea with. Boiling water spilled inside the tent, and it was frozen into a sheet of ice within about 20 minutes. Well, let's see if we can get to Bob. He's got a question, raises a lot of interest and a lot of questions in my mind. Let's bring him on air. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing this morning?
What are
you're sounding a lot better.
Thank you. What are you trying to get done?
Well, I went to the home show and got a seminar on spraying the inside of your ductwork.
Okay. And you want to know if this
solution? I don't have the metal ductwork. I got the accordion type, like
flex duct.
You flex duct, okay? And I just was wondering if it's worth it, because they always say the ductwork's weak, and this will prevent that.
Well, Bob, what I'm looking at my computer screen says your question was about spraying foam inside the ductwork. Is it foam? Or is
no,
it?
It's a clear liquid.
Yeah, AeroSeal. Okay. Yeah, AeroSeal is one of those products that when it came out, I was dead set against it. They had some early failures of the system and some poor applications. Have you had a whole house energy audit done yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did they detect a significant amount of duct leakage?
No, they did not.
Okay.
They were kind of actually surprised for the age of the house.
Yeah. If you're duct leaking less than 10%, you'll never get your money back by investing in AeroSeal.
Okay.
Now, what's horrifying is that when we do whole house energy audits, many times we find the ductwork is at 30 or 40% leaking. And at that point, you'll get your money back within a couple summers.
Okay.
But if you've done a whole house energy audit and they were happy duct leakage was that small, I think you could save that money.
Okay.
What's your driving motivator? Are you trying to lower your energy bill?
About a 1,700 square foot house in the summertime, my bills are running around $350. And I keep the temperature at 80 degrees constantly. It never changes.
Okay, you're too high.
You're
too high.
Anything over about a 15% fluctuation of a dollar a square foot raises red flags. So 1,500 square foot home, we should be able to keep cool in the summer for about $170.
Maybe 200
on the highs. That you're at 350.
I'll tell you what I'll
do,
Bob.
There's an energy hog hiding in your home.
What I want you to do, you're an all-electric home?
Yes.
1,700 square feet, temperature set at 80 degrees. How many people live in the house?
Two and a dog.
Okay. And do you have a swimming pool?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You should never see a bill over $300. So what I'm going to want to do is I'm going to have you put on hold, and I'm going to get a copy of your home energy report. And I'm going to do an analysis on it for free, and I'm going to tell you what you can do and where you do or don't need to spend money.
Okay.
Cecile, do I have that correct? Wants to talk about an electrical smell that...
Clell. Yes.
Yes, sir.
I have live in a Hallcraft home in Scottsdale, and we have a kitchen queen hood over our stove. It was originally installed when the house was built, and we turned on the light yesterday, and it's got a strong electrical odor, burning odor. No fire, no smoke, but we got the odor, so we turned it off immediately. I haven't turned it back on. And I just don't know where I could go or who I should contact to get that fixed.
Well, Clem,
or if I could fix it myself.
You didn't. No, you didn't break. You didn't throw any breakers.
No.
Okay.
No breakers.
All right. Well, my recommendation would be get an electrician there and have them kind of troubleshoot it to determine what could be the problem. A Hallcraft in Scottsdale, you're down there around Indian School and Granite Reef and Miller.
Yeah.
They're bomb-proof homes. I wish I owned 100 of them. They're great homes.
They are.
But I would go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. We've got various electricians that can get there and kind of troubleshoot it for you before you try anything else.
Oh, okay.
That
right.
That smell is so distinct that you know, you get it taken care of. Don't hope that it just goes away.
No, I'm not. No. We'll get a whole electrician then.
We'll see you here next Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House. Be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.